It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. This is Kirk Frankum with the Leading LDS Podcast. One thing I like to do on the podcast is not be on the podcast and open it up to other individuals, leaders, people with ideas, people with opinions, whatever it may be, and have them submit an article that they've written. And I generally push it out through the podcast stream as always. But these are articles you really want to go to leadinglds.com and actually read the articles, because they're not necessarily made to be listened to. But nonetheless, I know many of you listen to this podcast elsewhere, and so I want to make it available via the audio stream. And so this article is from Chance Mikos, who's written for Leading LDS before, done some great articles. I encourage you to check out. And in this episode, in this article, he talks about delegation and how he's approached delegation, what he's learned from it. I think there's some good gems in here. If you'll tune in, and it's just a few minutes long, but again, I encourage you to go read the article and get more from it there. So here's Chance Mikos.
Three thoughts on easier delegation by Chance Mikos. We have all done it, said to ourselves, I'm just going to go ahead and do this task because it's easier for me to just handle it. Or we might say, oh, Brother Smith is so busy. Let me do this task for him. I think it's a natural feeling for those in leadership roles to want to take the best care of their people. We often feel like asking someone to take a task or an assignment is in some way unkind. Becoming more comfortable with delegation is just like any skill. It's learned. Learning to delegate is a skill that takes time and patience. I have found these three simple steps extremely helpful. Number one, have assignments for all responsibilities. Having assignments for responsibilities seems pretty straightforward, right? We all do that, don't we? The first step a presidency or bishopric should undertake is to determine what tasks or assignments they are responsible for, and then go through the process of making assignments for those duties. So, for example, in my bishopric, we've decided that the first counselor would handle Sunday school. Any change, communication, or extending of a calling, once we have agreed within the bishopric, is totally on his plate. In fact, we've gotten so good at this that I don't even need to physically make the assignment. He just knows he is responsible for Sunday school. Number two, as the leader, make spiritual and temporal welfare your focus. Making spiritual and temporal welfare your focus is a must for bishops. However, I feel it should be the focus of every auxiliary president as well. If we take step one seriously, assigning all responsibilities, you can assign out all the other tasks to ensure that spiritual and temporal welfare are your priority. Of course, there are the day-to-day administrative things that will come up, but make sure that you spend as much time as possible ministering rather than administering. If the leader makes this his or her known focus, the rest of the presidency will take assignments and allow you to be successful in this area. When I got called to be the bishop of my ward, we had quite a heavy welfare load. I had no choice but to have my counselors do almost everything outside of welfare. Once I was able to figure out how to best handle it, we had gotten into the habit of me mostly focusing on spiritual and temporal welfare issues, specifically helping with financial situations, worthiness issues, and spiritual guidance. Since then, the delegation has been a natural and fluid part of our serving together. Number three, train your replacement. Training someone to do what you do is a very difficult one to master. As stated before, we are busy and taking time to train someone feels like an impossibility. However, trust that the investment of time will pay off. You will find it usually only takes one or two times to get someone proficient enough to replace your need to do whatever that certain task is. And honestly, it's one of the most satisfying rewards of leadership. Some call it training your replacement. Delegation is a key leadership principle that requires patience and practice. But in the scope of your calling as a leader, your call is to lead, not to do it all. Make assignments, trust in your people, make adjustments or suggestions as necessary, and grow the capacity of the organization over which you preside. It will change your life as well as theirs.
I'd like to thank Bishop Mikos for submitting that article. And if there are other leaders out there who've got some ideas and want to submit your own article on any subject that you are passionate about, I would love to hear it. You know, as I've asked individuals to contribute to Leading LDS, they usually ask me, well, what do you want me to write about? And I say, I only want you to write about something you're passionate about. So I don't want to tell you what to write about. And so if there's an idea or a simple tip or trick that you use in your leadership and you want to share it with the world, please contact me at leadinglds.com/contact, or you can email me at kurt@leadinglds.com, and love to hear your ideas and get up there. As always, go check out leadinglds.com/help and look at the variety of ways that you can help contribute to keep this podcast going. And I will be very grateful, and you'll be blessed for it, I'm sure. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.